This message was recorded live at Plantation Seventh-day Adventist Church in Plantation, Florida. Welcome to PlantationSDA.tv. Here you will find a diverse variety of Bible-based topics and conversations. God's master plan to inspire your mind, bring peace to your heart, and uplift your soul. May you be blessed and encouraged as you listen to God's Word.
On behalf of my wife, Latoya, and our family, it is my pleasure to introduce our next speaker, my son, Austin Malone. I am very proud of him, as you would expect. Now, Austin is 10 years old, and he is our last child, and he has two siblings, Aria and Aiden. But as you heard earlier, there's more. He also has Madison and Tyler because they're all together all the time. He grew up in this church and even attends Sawgrass Adventist School and is an A student in the fifth grade. Austin is very intelligent, smart, and bright. But most importantly, Austin, one of his great traits is that Austin is very kind and loyal. He is loyal to his friends, but he's also very kind. Another thing about Austin, he is our empathetic one in the family. Like, it doesn't matter. If you are talking to him, he will feel your emotions, he'll understand who you are, and he's very caring. And that's what we love about him. He loves to play football. That's his favorite sport. And when he grows up, he wants to be an engineer. And he says, I want to invent things to change the world. So we expect great things of Austin. One more thing I would want to say, and then turn it over to him. Austin, we believe, my wife and I, that he's anointed by God. He's a special gift to us by God, from God. And today, I know that God will speak through him. So at this time, I turn it over, and may God's word speak to us through Austin.
Hello, everyone. Madison and Nathaniel, thank you so much for such wonderful messages. My name is Austin, and this is my church from birth. I even go to school here at Sawgrass. But today is the first time I have the opportunity to preach a sermon. So I would like to thank the children's ministry leaders for this opportunity. You can run, but you can't hide. God is with you, always. Let us pray. Dear God, please be with everyone that is listening or watching today. Give me the words to clearly share your message of grace, love, and patience. Amen. I have to admit, I have a weakness. I like to play video games. One of them is Minecraft. There's one game my friends and I made up that we like to play in Minecraft. The object of the game is to build bases and hide and protect your gold block. Then you go out to other players' bases and find and capture their gold blocks. My friend Ryan always builds the best and biggest base. We always want him to lose, so we try to hide and tunnel into his base to break his gold block. But we always run into a problem. You see, he always finds us tunneling and hiding in his base. Why? Because he's the operator of the game. Not fair. He always knows where we are, even if we're underground or underwater. That's the same thing with God. He knows where we are and is right there no matter what. It is always nice to hear that God is with us and he will never leave us or forsake us. It feels good to know he is looking over us like a loving and caring mom or dad. But what about when we are the ones running away from him? What happens when we are the ones hiding from him? How can God be with us always when we are running and hiding from him? To answer these questions, we will take a close look at the story of Jonah. Many of us have heard the story of Jonah and the big fish. Yes, it was a big fish. You know, the Bible never said it was a whale, but that's not important. If you have your Bible app ready, let's go to Jonah chapter 1, verse 1 to 6. Reading from NIV, it says, "The word of the Lord came to Jonah, son of Amittai. Go to the great city of Nineveh and preach against it, because its wickedness has come up before me." But Jonah ran away from the Lord and headed for Tarshish. He went down to Joppa, where he found a ship bound for that port. After paying the fare, he went aboard and sailed for Tarshish to flee from the Lord. Then the Lord sent a great wind on the sea, and such a violent storm arose that the ship threatened to break up. All the sailors were afraid, and each cried out to his own God, and they threw the cargo into the sea to lighten the ship. But Jonah had gone below deck, where he lay down and fell into a deep sleep. The captain went to him and said, "How can you sleep? Get up and call on your God. Maybe he'll take notice of us so that we will not perish." So in the story of Jonah, we see God giving Jonah instructions to do something very important. To go to Nineveh and tell the people about their wicked ways so that they could repent. But Jonah didn't want to do that. He did not want to obey God. So he ran away. He ran in the opposite direction of Tarshish. If Nineveh was east, and he headed for Tarshish, which was as far west as he could go, he was running away from what God was telling him to do. Really, he was running away from God. You see, when we turn away from what God tells us to do, we are running away from God himself. As children, we know that God tells us to be obedient to our parents. We read in the Bible, we should be kind and share with our friends and those in need. But yet, still, sometimes we disobey and don't share. When we do that, we are running away from God. For the adults, you know that God asks you not to provoke your children to anger, but you still do. God has asked you not to talk about other people behind their backs or gossip, but you still do. When you do that, you are running away from God, just like Jonah. So how can God still be with you always when you are running from him? For the next several minutes, I'm going to share with you three amazing things I've learned from the story of Jonah. So stay with me. First, I learned when you run or turn away from God, you head in only one direction, down. In verse 3 of Jonah chapter 1, when Jonah headed for Tarshish, he went down to Joppa. He then went down into the boat. In verse 5, he went down to the lower deck where he fell asleep. When the men finally threw him overboard, he went down into the water. Then down into the belly of the fish. He thought he was heading west, but he was really heading down. The same thing happened to us. We may think that we want to go and doing what we want to do, but we are just heading down. We might enjoy playing that game for a time after disobeying our parents, but then we lose our privileges for a long time and things get worse than before. Because we didn't listen to our teacher during class, we get a bad grade on the test and our grades go down. It's the same thing for adults. God asks you to give to the poor and help those in need, but you still keep or spend it all the money on yourself. For a while, it looks like you're getting richer and enjoying your life, but then you lose your job or get into financial trouble. You start heading down. Things might be going right for a while, but it ends up not so good when we disobey God. The second thing I learned is that even when you are running away from God, he loves us so much that he stays with you every step of the way. What do I mean by that? You see, God was there when Jonah chose to board a specific ship. God directed him to a ship with men who were caring and patient with him, and they didn't want to throw him overboard and only did it when they had no other option. God was right there sending that fish right on time to swallow Jonah before he could drown. In verse 3, the men said to Jonah, "Get up and call on your God." That's amazing. When things get difficult and the storm is raging in your life, God will place people in your life. Sometimes people who are even not Christians. People who would encourage you to rise up and turn back to your God. We might be in the middle of a coronavirus pandemic and have virtual school at home, but home where we don't get to see our friends for months. If you are an adult, you might be sick and the doctors don't know what to do, or maybe your marriage is falling apart. But please, know that God is right there with you, even if you are running away from him. The third thing I learned is that God is not like most of us. Once you call out and turn back to him, he forgives us and puts us right back in the game. Jonah prayed and cried out to God in the belly of the fish. God didn't send Jonah on the bench and write him off. He placed him right back in the game to do great work. Jonah was able to preach the message and the entire city of Nineveh was saved. That's the same way he treats us, even if we make mistakes. God not only forgives us, but he treats us as if we were as if we never even made the mistake. He's like a loving parent that still hugs you, loves you, disciplines you, and supports you. To make sure that you are successful even after you did something wrong. He forgives you and me and puts us right back in the game. So in closing, no matter what happens in your life, I would like to remind you of these three points. When you run or turn away from God, you head in only one direction, down. But God loves us so much that he stays with you every step of the way. Once you call out and turn back to him, he forgives us and puts us right back in the game. You see, you can run, but you can't hide. God is with you always. So let us stand still and listen to God. If today you've been blessed and heard the clear messages from God, I would like to make an appeal to everyone who is watching and listening today. Nathaniel shared with us how God was with Jacob. That is the same way God is right there with us during our most difficult times. Madison showed us that God knows the end from the beginning and will be there to give us courage to do something right there, to do the right thing like Esther, even if we are afraid. We just learned that God is present every step of the way, even when we are running away from him like Jonah. This is how amazing our God is. So if you would like to choose him and accept Jesus today, wherever you are, just raise a hand and say, "I choose you, Jesus. I choose you, Jesus." One more thing. If you would like to learn more about God and get baptized, or if you would like special prayers, please text the word Jesus in the pastor's line. Jesus. The number is on the screen. You can also write Jesus in the YouTube chat and we will pray for you. God is calling you today. He is right there close by. Choose him.
This podcast was brought to you by Plantation Seventh-day Adventist Church, a Christ-centered congregation dedicated to spreading the good news of God's love through sermons, deeper dive conversations, and much more. If you would like to listen to more life lessons and inspirational content, please visit us at plantationsda.tv.